yesterday, as a recap, really all three phases got involved in this game. And those are the types of days that I enjoy talking about as a coach. And there was different guys that came through in different units. I thought from the special team standpoint, Matt Weil showed he's a legitimate NFL punter, kickoff guy. He was 7 for 7 on touchbacks and had a 52-yard net punt. I thought, what a good opportunity for him. When your opportunity comes, do you go nail it? And so I was really pleased with him. And I thought it was a very good sign from Joel Collier and our pro staff. Not the easiest thing to do in the middle of the season. Oh, let's go find a punter. And by the way, he has to kick off as well. So appreciate the work that those guys put in to bring Matt here, and he did a really good job. Offensively, I thought Taylor Gabriel had one of his better outings. He had 102 total yards, but a real benefactor of that that doesn't show up on the stat sheet is some of the big blocks that he got on these screens. It's the way that Jake Matthews got to. It's the way that Alex Mack wanted to go out. So that intent by the offensive line, by some of the receivers in the blocking game on those screens, I thought was a real factor. And then defensively, we challenged the guys in a number of ways. The corners, we were going to play against a very good team in Arizona. We wanted to challenge these guys playing at the line of scrimmage. I thought that was Collins, that's Alford and Poole, all in different spots, whether you're inside or outside. And I thought they responded to that challenge. The run game, for sure, we knew it was going to be a line of scrimmage day on both sides. So that's what I'm talking about when all three phases working together. As you know, after the bye, I talked a lot about finishing. And that was one of the areas of emphasis I was going to establish with the team. I thought it was very important that we get into those spots. I think that's where you gain confidence. That's where you gain some of the advantages you can have when you go through some finishes. I'm not going to say you're always going to win them, but I will say this. When you get into those situations and you have to demonstrate you can go finish, it gives you confidence to carry forward. And I was hoping we'd have an opportunity to be in that spot, because our last performance, we did not do that. And I wanted to make sure that's the belief we have in them. And then lastly, I want to thank our fans providing the energy and the juice that we had inside the dome. And so all of us are looking to improve, so we're asking them to step up that crowd noise one more level this week as well. So with that, I'll open up your questions. But I really wanted to identify a couple of guys who I thought stood out in different units, and then touch upon the finishing, which is an important part for me. And I'm sure at times you probably think, again, same message, the ball and finishing, but it was 100% that again. So with that, let's open it up to questions about the game and looking forward for the week.
Coach Claiborne, we didn't get an update on his knee. How's he doing?
Yeah, he's sore today. He's going to see the doc, and we'll have an update for you, probably a bigger, clearer one on Wednesday with Clay, but we don't have enough to give you today.
Could he have gone back in?
Not yesterday. He was sore going in, but we wouldn't have been able to go back in the game yesterday. But we're hopeful for looking forward ahead.
And who among the defensive guys? You saw a lot of guys making plays. Beasley on the ground end, Babbitt on the backfield. You saw Courtney back there. Brooks was back there a lot.
Yeah, we had the ability to get him off the spot, and that was a factor in this game. They came out red hot and really made some good throws, not just on the first drive, but on the first two. So for us to have to reset after, two bad drives defensively, that's when it kind of came to life. And that's where you saw, I think there was 18 hits on the quarterback, something in that neighborhood defensively. But for sure, the outside guys, thought everybody had a good job of being in balance, of going to get them. Beasley and, Claiborne, Brooks Reed, Freeney, those guys jumped out to me on the tape.
Had they not scored on that opening drive, do you still go for it on fourth down?
That's a good question. I would say probably. It wasn't in my head that early on in the ball game to where it was a shift that we had to, make a spot there. We liked the play call that we had for the situation. Had it been a lot longer, I don't think I would have at that time. So it wasn't necessarily a byproduct of that one as it was. I was just kind of solely focused in on that time.
Coach, you got the confidence in Jalen Collins now to put him in that position that close on the line?
We do, and he was one of the guys I was talking about that I really appreciated him competing. And you felt his intent of going for it. He had really difficult matchups on a number of good players, and he just kept responding. We're anxious to see where he goes. But for me, his arrow was certainly trending up. I felt the competitiveness from him. I felt it. And that's what I was hoping to see from him. I told him that.
Dan, when you went back and looked at the tape, how did you view that call on Keanu?
For the, yeah, you know what? I thought he really lowered his strike zone, Vaughn, and I thought it was a really hard hit. He was the second player in on the contact, so my hopes that he, you know, wouldn't get, you know, the foul you can't do anything about, but I think it would just be one that hopefully would stay at that. I thought it was a very aggressive play. I thought it was a very clean hit. Where he's hitting the strike zone exactly where we want him to. So as a coach, when I see that film and watch that, I thought, hey, man, that was a good, clean, hard hit. He did not hit him, you know, with his head. So I recognize there's time there, bang, bang, and you throw the flag. But he's a factor in terms of the way that he hits. But he does so not with the intent of using his head. We're trying to shoulder tackle, but doing it in the very hardest way possible. To know that when you come inside and we're playing some of the ways, you know, he's going to hit you. And we're going to hit you in the right spot, but it's going to be physical.
Obviously, he was frustrated with that play.
Yeah.
So how do you get him moving forward to say, hey, don't let those calls keep you from being the aggressive player that you are?
That's exactly right, and that's what I continue to, you know, have those conversations, and just as his coach, try to educate him and say, when you're doing the things right, it doesn't always mean they're going to have the right call. But if you're doing things the right way, you can trust in that process. Hey, man, this is exactly what coach is talking to me to do. And if it was somewhere where he had a foul or they're doing a bad one, hey, man, they could have got you on that one. Or as a player, come up, you come off, you're emotional, like, no, man, that was a foul. And I've done that with other guys too. But in that case, I thought it was a good, hard, clean hit.
When you talk about guys doing things the right way, Robert Alford made some good plays for you in coverage yesterday. How pleased are you with his development and progression through the year?
Yeah, we thought, you know, for sure he challenged. And it took some shots, you know, two that I can think of on either side. Like playing right side and left side, how we had to match up on him. But I know he had one foul yesterday, but there was way more plays that he made. So we're certainly counting on Rock to do that. And him playing at the line, that's where he's at his best. He's got the speed to run, and he knows that, and so that's when he's at his best.
Coach, we hear about stopping the run and being able to run the football, but, you know, the tail end of the season, and yesterday you guys did a really good job of that, stopping them and then also being able to run the football and finish the football.
No doubt, and at the end, running to go win it at the end is a really important part, and I think that kind of closes the circle of toughness that we want on our team. They didn't have as many runs, Arizona talking about at the end, where maybe the score differential would mean that, but the tackling, not allowing a lot of explosive, I think they had two of the explosive plays were runs. That was a real difference in this game. We knew that was an area of our defense that we had to improve upon, and you know, we had really made that a real emphasis after our bye. We had 8.
Yeah, sometimes if you see a zero in the sack column, you're not really sure what a rush guy did. But was that as good a game as Beasley has had in his time here?
Well, that's a good one to say. I know he affected the quarterback a lot. I think he was responsible, in my opinion, for you know, a foul that ended up in intentional grounding. Another one for a caused interception that went to Campbell. Those are the type of plays that don't show up on the stat sheet, but their teammates do. Those are the plays that we try to illustrate in the team meetings to say, hey, man, because of this, this is the result. One guy who's been a real factor for Vic has been Dwight. And we did not bring Dwight in here to be a mentor to Vic. We brought Dwight in here to rush. But a byproduct of that has been their relationship and knowing that Vic's somebody that watches and we'll ask, but it took a little while for that relationship to develop. But he's kept improving, Vic has, through the season. And that's honestly what I want for all the guys. What part of our game can we get better at? And I've clearly seen that with Vic.
You talked about guys like Wiley and Jim Collins that's stepping in when they needed. You had to weather a storm early in the season at linebacker. You've got Twillo and Cooper had catches yesterday with Tammy gone. Can you talk big picture about how you've been able to weather the storm that always comes through an NFL season?
It does, and all teams deal with it in terms of the injuries. Some of the times they hit, like, you know, we had linebacker, we had all of them kind of hit at one time, and other times there's, you know, a guy like Tammy who we certainly rely on, so we're bummed not to have him. But we don't generally say just next man up, but it's, you know, as you're part of this team, we recognize the value you have. That's why we push each guy to take them as far as we can, knowing when you're up is called, you're ready to answer. And that's one of the best ways to demonstrate earning your respect from your teammates. Here's my opportunity. I'm going to go nail it. And they always don't show up when you want them to. Sometimes you're waiting on the practice squad and you're waiting for that opportunity to come to life. And, you know, a guy like CJ would be an example of that. He was waiting and then special teams more. Now he plays on defense. But when your op comes, how do you respond? And it's a great example for any young player, knowing my op is going to come at some point. Am I doing enough behind the scenes? Am I doing all the things when the coaches aren't watching? So when my chance comes, I'm ready to nail it. And I think those guys, you know, really exemplified that. And it's a great message for any young and developing player to know, and especially as you're part of our program here, when your number's called, we expect you to step up. And your teammates do and your coaches do. We don't make a bigger deal out of it. Man, you really have to play well now. So-and-so is out. They're pretty aware of that going into the game. That's why they're there. But at the same time, as a real competitor, you're like, all right, man, here's my shot, and I'm going to go take it. And we got a lot of good competitors around here.
If Trufant is indeed lost for the season, do you have to replenish that depth with the roster?
It would definitely be something we'd look forward, we would look towards if we go down that road. So that would be something that we'll, you know, would do this week.
Coach, something Matt had said, I think it was last week, was that it wasn't about preparing for just these final six, but possibly the next 9 or 10 games. I know you guys try to look at it 1 week at a time, but are you allowing yourselves to kind of see the bigger picture?
I don't know if you see the bigger picture, but I think you'd be crazy, you know, just to tell some, hey, don't worry about what things in the future, you know, then all you do is think about the stuff down the road. But we do try to stay in the present moment to see how good we can get this week. There's good consequences for playing really well. And that's honestly what we want to try to do each week. When you keep playing well and you keep going good performances, there's good consequences for that. So when you don't, then there's bad consequences. So we try to make sure we're doing everything we can to get one another ready so we can just play our very best ball this week. If you try to look too far down the road, I know that's part of your job that you guys do. We recognize that. But all those things don't get to come to life if you forget what you're doing right now. So strain now, battle for it now, get prepared now, because this weekend is all we have to get ready for. And that's what we're going to be intent on doing. So we know out there, there's things when you do well, but if you don't take care of the stuff right here, none of those things get to come to life.
Yeah, I know your message is all week, but when you shut it down Saturday night and it's your work is done and waking up Sunday morning, are you as curious a good word to see coming off the bye, coming off the Philadelphia game? Are you curious to see what it is your team is on a given Sunday?
I don't know if I'm curious. I'm generally one to think, and Thomas would probably tell you this every week, or and Arthur too, we're going to play really well. I generally go into the game feeling that way. There's some matchups that I'm curious about, but I generally have a pretty good sense of where we're at and how we're going to play. How are they going to play Julio? How are they going to feature their guys? Are they going to run it more or pass it more? Those are the questions that keep you up to say, how will we respond to the different, you know, contingencies that may happen? By the end of the week, I usually feel pretty ready with our team and our readiness and our mindset and our attitude. What I don't share with the team is all the things that I start to think about. If this happens and this happens, and what if they go this way, or what if the score changes? And I don't share that even generally with the other coaches. But those are the contingency things that I think about. But I generally think I'm not curious about our readiness. I think the way we get ready, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm pretty jacked for the kickoff. And now I'm starting to think, okay, what if the game plan changes on that side?
What after that first drive, do you give yourself that moment to say, what do we do? How do they respond? These are my guys. This is what we're throwing out. How are they going to respond now?
Yes. And so knowing when we came off, we didn't communicate as well. We didn't execute as well. So we challenged them again to say, like, this is not the, you know, the style we just said we were going to play. And so let's come back to playing like we like it. It took us a while to get going. We knew we weren't going to win it in the first quarter, but we certainly could have played better. That's for sure. But I didn't think that was indicative of how we were going to play the rest of the game. I generally think, you know, one series, they do some things different. We do some things different. Everybody's kind of, you know, new wrinkles here that go in the first 15 offensively and defensively. However, I didn't think that was, I thought we were more ready than that.
At this point of the year, you probably wouldn't call the rookies anymore, but how have you seen them progress over this first half of the season?
It's been a really good rookie class. We are we're really pumped about where they are. They've had a bunch of guys in the locker room, some mentors, some older brothers that are with them that help guide them along. It came at a pretty good time for them to take a break last week to get mentally cleared up, where guys like Dion or Devondre had played a good lot of ball. Brian Poole, Keanu, some of the guys on defense had played hoop to a certain degree on offense, had played a good bit. And I think they needed that separation to say, okay, take a deep breath. Now I'm jumping back in with everything. But having the guys that are with them and pulling them through and helping them along the way, that's been a real help. I think for any of us, when you have somebody that's there to guide you and mentor you and pull you through, that's not so bad. I'll show you how to do that, and we can get through it. That's been a big factor. So we're pumped about this class, where they're headed, and we think they, as a group, have a lot of good football ahead of them in this season.
To follow up on that rookie question, how mm-hmm. do you evaluate where they are? Is it, you know, whatever NFL speed is, they're almost there? Is it being able to think and react without actually doing too much up here? Is it numbers? What is it?
I think it's the second thing. As a young player and you're trying to learn the game and learn the system, when you have to think less about your assignment or your rule, and you're allowed to, you know, like, you already know your assignment. Now I'm going to have to go get my technique right on this player. That totally jumps out to you, and you actually see the player playing faster. And so for us, big offensive playbook, big defensive playbook, different schemes. So reps and reps and reps. Okay, now I'm starting to get it. Now I'm starting to get it. That's what I look for, to find those small examples to show he's really starting to come on. He's gotten it. Not got it like he's arrived, but he's improving. And they're at different levels for sure based on how much playtime they've had. But it always will still come back to how good we're getting at our fundamentals. That's the thing I don't think you can ever lose sight of as a ball player. Are you really improving your technique and your fundamentals?
When you watched Coleman play, did you see him have confidence in the hamstring?
I did, and I thought he had, to get back to Chris's statement, I thought he had, you know, one of our very best weeks of practice for him. So I was anticipating a game where he would really hit it. And I think it goes when sometimes when you're coming back from your injury, getting back into the flow of things, his intent was so strong to have a terrific game. And so numbers-wise, it didn't show that. I know he scored one, but I would bet as the competitor he is, he cannot wait to, you know, 6 days from now to get rolling again. But he looked fresh. He looked healthy. He came out of the game good. So that part was good. But I think he would say, you know, left a couple out there that he wants, you know, to get another shot at.
Coach, can you talk about your early thoughts on Kansas City and Justin Houston?
Yeah, no doubt. There's a number of things that they bring, and Justin's, you know, one of them. Dee Ford's for sure been a factor on the other side. Tomba, the way they go after the ball, Marcus Peters, they've done a terrific job ball hawking. You know, offensively, they've got big speed. They know how to feature guys. The tight end package is for sure one. The running game, the screens that they do. So we'll have our hands full. Our team will be ready. But we know that, you know, they got a good team. We saw a lot of them last night, obviously. And we're looking forward to the matchup here at home.
Coach, when you do something like the Wild Snoop, does Kyle run that by you, or is that just a surprise to see that?
No, we saw it, yeah. And it was really, yes, Wild Sanu. That's a good term. We'd actually been working on it for a few weeks. And so it's most like anything. You want to get some more turns at it and get some more reps at it. But, you know, it was something that Mo had done before and thought was worth taking a shot at.
Gabriel's played so well in the last 4 weeks. We've talked in the past that the greatest thing maybe about a team is you make coordinators have to worry about more than they normally have to worry about. Isn't having this guy sort of emerge like this, doesn't this sort of make somebody go, okay, they got something else we got to figure out?
That's what you like to. And on the other side of the ball, you know, how do they feature when this guy, you know, I think yesterday was it 8 different players had receptions. That helps too, knowing that you got to defend the whole field. And when you feature guys in unique ways, tight ends, running backs, receivers, that can make it a challenge to go through the game. As we and scout ourselves, we also try to look to make sure, okay, let's make sure when he's in this spot, we're doing this. And that's kind of the cat and mouse game that coaches stay up too late deciding on. But I am pleased with the amount of guys that are getting involved.
Coach, what's the key to, you know, defensively planning for Andy Reid and all the vertical, the horizontal things that they do to try to just kind of get on your nerves and then break one on you?
That discipline, you know, to make sure that, number one, you better have your tackling right. And, you know, because they're going to get completions and the ball can get out quickly. So if you're tackling and you miss one, the 8-yard play turns into the 20-yard play. Those are for sure one. Turnover margin is going to be a real factor in this game. I think, you know, everybody would know that. They're good at the ball. We'd like to think we're getting better at the ball and improving in that way as well. So that, you know, those two things for sure are going to be a big part.
We group, you were talking about the varied offense and Taylor Gabriel 1 week or Julio for 300 yards 1 week. Who gets the credit for the variety? I know it's everybody, but is it Kyle Shanahan calling great games? Is it Matt Ryan just really being in the flow? Who gets that credit?
Really, it would be the whole group. And what I told the team was today, we're all an extension of one another. And so the offensive line is certainly a big part of it. When Free's able to break a big run, it very well may be Taylor or Who or Mo getting the block that springs him. We showed an example. We threw a screenplay to Muhammad, and Free was the one trying like crazy to go be the one to get the block to free him up. So it's that connection that goes. It's not necessarily the call, but making that call come to life. And Kyle and the offensive staff and Matt, all intertwined, they've done an excellent job game planning, knowing how to attack different coverages, different looks. But at the end of it, it's always the players. And this group really likes to battle for one another. So that's where the credit should go.
You've won four games, I think it is, where Julio's got a total of 10 catches. That's might be as indicative as anything as to how you can win games.
And the times where, you know, things go his way, where they're not maybe leaning a safety there or you know, putting an extra, coverage in that way, the fact that other people can get involved, it's very important. His humility, knowing that if things aren't going his way, there's certainly some other people that are, is a big factor in this too. He's somebody that we don't talk about on days where we expect him just to have the go-off day every moment, and sometimes like, boy, he only had 8 catches today. And not yesterday, but in other games. But it's his humility that allows us to go. He is a terrific competitor. And things that may show up in the game we have not talked about, it was the block. It was the coverage that went his way. It was his ability to, you know, take the top off of coverage, and that allowed one of the crossing routes to work. So he's a big part of it, whether the stats show it or not, on every game. I think just getting healthier has been a real factor for him. Coming off the bye, his ankle looked much better. He looked much, quicker and had his speed back. So I think for him, getting healthy was a real factor. We've always thought he had the length, to cover tight ends, and now he's done it more. And anytime you get to do more of it, you get better and better, and I see that happening with him, certainly with covering the tight ends.